This is the current federal tax developments for the week of June the 12th, 2017, brought to you by the LaScalzo Institute and your State Society of CPAs. This week, we've got a number of things that happened. We had the IRS issue automatic relief for some late elections for portability that we're going to discuss, and a revenue procedure issued very late in the week. The big news that occurred this week, a lot of you probably have already taken a look at, is the IRS got into the question of whether or not they could charge for issuing P-10s. And the answer from the district court in the District of Columbia was they couldn't. We have a case from the Ninth Circuit of a single member LLC partner causing a partnership to fail to qualify for the small partner exception from the TEFRA audit rules. And we have a preparer who discovered the limits of privilege when neither the federally authorized tax preparer privilege nor her Fifth Amendment privilege allowed her to escape answering questions from the IRS about some issues regarding one of her clients. Well, it's this week, we're in summer, and I've got some courses coming up here. In Bozeman, Montana, at the end of July, I'll have a couple of courses going. Realize it's a little over a month from now, but you could be planning and get ready, and Bozeman should be a very wonderful place to be that time of the year, certainly much nicer than Phoenix. So I look forward to getting there. On July the 27th, I'll be doing a course on the income taxation of trusts and estates. That session will include a discussion of the Montana Principal and Income Act, because that's important for those of you preparing 1041s, in order to compute the thing the IRS refers to as accounting income, which, as we'll discuss, has an impact on D&I. So we'll talk about how all that works in and the whole issue with the income taxation of trusts and estates in that situation. The next day on the 28th, I'll be doing a session with depreciation, repairs, and fixed assets. That course will discuss all of the neat issues of what these days can we expense off immediately, what things are eligible for Section 179 under the current rules, what things qualify for bonus depreciation, what things can we just charge off as a repair, and the radical changes that took place with what we have to capitalize in terms of real property, especially buildings, and the issues involved with that since we had the new 2014 final regulations on capitalization. All of those issues, we all have to deal with it. So it's one of those things that makes sense now that all the dust has settled to take a look and review following the PATH Act and following the 2014 regulations. Where do we stand with handling depreciation, repairs, and fixed assets? That'll be in Montana. If you want to sign up for that course, go to the Montana Society of CPAs websites and you can sign up there. On August the 1st, I'll be heading to New Mexico. I'll be in Albuquerque at the New Mexico Society's offices. On August the 1st, I will be presenting a course with Accounting Methods as a Tax Planning Service. That course is going to talk to you about all the interesting problems we ran into with the Form 3115. You've had to deal with one of those. You know they are not necessarily the most fun form to work through. They also are interesting to determine in what cases you need to or may have to file one and what cases you might wager. That was issued on Friday, June the 9th. Adds some potential automatic portability election relief. If you want to do this, if you need to make the election and you discover you failed to timely make it, it covers certain, if you do it within a certain time frame, and certain estate. You have to remember that in many cases, for most clients,